flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
even if there are mighty trees all around you, let them be shady, let them be huge, but even for the shade of a single leaf, beg not, beg never, ask never. The path of fire you shall tread, the path of fire, yes, that path of fire. What greater spectacle than to see such a man walk, who in tears, sweat and blood is soaked, covered and coated, and still walks on in the path of fire. Walks the path of fire. Yes, the path of fire. You shall never tire. You shall never slow down. You shall never turn back. The oath will take today. This oath will fulfill in your life. Take this oath and walk the path of fire. Every single day, the oath of fire, yes, that path of fire. Ask not, beg not, it's a journey from slavery to becoming a master. It's a journey from all the dependencies to becoming the boss. A man purchased a new cow, and the cow was hefty. And he was taking that cow to his house. Literally, he was dragging the cow. And the cow was resisting, and he was holding both the horns of the cow and trying to pull her. A mystic was standing there, and he saw. And the mystic said, I feel you are new and probably you don't know how to deal with cows. The man said, yes, I am the new owner of this cow and I want to take this cow to my house. But she is strong. She is resisting, unwilling to come. The mystic said, I will suggest you something. Leave her alone. Just take some green grass and show her. You will move ahead and she will be behind you. Just show her, but never allow her to eat. He followed the advice. He showed the green grass to the cow and the cow started following. The distance between cow and the grass remained the same. And gradually, the cow followed the man and she entered the house. Something like this is happening with our mind. It wants to go to its old owner. While we are dragging the mind, it wants to go to the old tendencies, the old habits, the old addictions, the old perspective, the old belief systems. And we are dragging. By dragging, freedom cannot be achieved. By pulling, mastery cannot be achieved. We need to understand the trick. One should become a spiritual trickster to trick the Maya. Otherwise, it goes and traps us. The mind moves towards the old patterns. Some new trick should be devised. So this Murli talks about dependencies. Shake off the dependency. And the greatest dependency is the dependency of the self. The first dependency. The first slavery. Why you didn't do this? You should have achieved it. You should be perfect. There are so many demands. So many expectations. The soul is constantly under stress with so many demands. You should do this, you should do this, you should do this. You need a break from your own self, from your own demands. You cannot pull the mind. You cannot just give instructions and instructions and orders, thinking it's a slave who will follow you. Our own tendencies, our own thought pattern, a particular way of thinking has become the trap. Free yourself. for your own, from your own self. Give a break to yourself, from your own self. Relationships, no matter, jnani, ajnani, whatever. The more close you move into relationship, they are like cobweb. You get stuck. I need you, you need me. People keep on fighting with each other. Not knowing who is the lead actor in the drama. Who needs whom? That's the question. A trap. In English, there is a word, frenemy. It comes from two words, friend plus enemy. They show that they are your friend, but they are your enemies. Inside, they want to malign you, but outside, they make a show of friendship. They want to continue with outer friendship and internal enmity. They are called frenemies. Relationships, the greatest love is to give each other freedom. Freedom to come and freedom to go. The more you try to tie somebody, the more anxious you become. The more possessive you are of somebody, the more anxiety takes over. Let them be their own master, free to come and free to go. We are not here to control anybody. Though we are calling it a love, but it never was love. It is just a name we have given to our attachments and our selfishness. Circumstances and Prakriti. Circumstances, situations, power cuts, traffic jam, in-laws, mosquitoes, you get lemon and you complain you want mangoes. If you get lemon, make a lemonade rather than complaining and asking for mangoes. Dance with lemons. Situations, circumstances, they will bring many things. But we are here not to become subservient to those circumstances, but emerge as master. Infuse an element of humor into the most serious situations. You are not here to play on a serious note. God himself is the greatest comedian of this universe. He laughs off. Otherwise, taking things seriously would make you enter a state of seriousness, a state of despondency. In this, Murli Baba has used the word, people are just dragging. They are neither alive nor dead. They are just dragging. There is a fire. The first fire is the atomic fire and the second fire is the fire of stress, tension. In fact, stress is the greatest atomic bomb. Anxieties. People are burning The fire is so intense. This nuclear explosion is nothing in front of the stress explosion. The emotional explosions are the greatest explosions. The stress, the tension, the worries, the fears, the anxieties, the phobias, disturbed relationships, childhood traumas, this is the greatest fire that is there, raging in the world. And Baba said, you are cool. You are near the ocean of coolness, experiencing peace, happiness. The city is burning and you are sitting on the shore, sipping coconut water. Emerge the feeling of compassion and mercy. Let every house become a service station. The world is on fire. The centers are the fire stations. Spray with the hose of wisdom, the cool waters of peace and happiness. Every lane, every village, every house should become a center, should have a living Brahmin. Just as you have pictures of deities, let this happen. So this Murli is basically about those who run Gita Pathshalas, those mothers who were made door mat, and Baba has made them the red carpet, the light of his eyes. They were a yogya. Baba has made them yogya. The one who have all the rights. They were despised by the world and they were glorified by the Lord. They were condemned by sannyasis and God is coming and eulogizing them. They are Shaktis. Doorway to paradise and not the doorway to hell. Mahanatma. They are great souls. But then they should be free from all these dependencies. They should be free from these fires. So the great task is about freeing oneself. And there are no chains, in fact. We are already free. It is the illusion of the mind. We are stuck. We are caught. Free this mind. Talk with this mind. You are already free. You are already eternal. This is just the illusion created. You just have to realize that this is an illusion. I need to move forward. Rather than sitting and repenting, the moment you realize, now you enjoy. The worldly people are like the toast, roasted, grilled, fried. In the fire of their own mind. What is there to worry about? Just move and enjoy the cosmic joke. So you can create a picture from this Shakti Avatar. Soul is male or female? Male or female? Today is Murli. Soul is female. Otherwise, soul is genderless. It has nothing to do with male or female. God says, Baba said, only God is male and all the rest are females. Shaktis. So, that is the first task. The second is you can create a knowledge spot. Just as Baba said, every center should become fire station. Every center should become service station. Every village, every lane, and every house should have a center. So you can create a knowledge corner where you can keep all your books, a study, a place where the moment you come, you feel like to study, understand this knowledge. Because it is the knowledge alone, not the actions, which will free the soul. No matter how many good deeds you do, no matter what seva you do, what sort of expansions you are creating, it is not actions, it is not seva. It is the knowledge that will free the soul. It is the higher understanding. It is dropping the lower and moving towards the higher. So keep on increasing knowledge and keep on intensifying this fire of knowledge. Knowledge is not merely studying Murli and churning and reflecting. Knowledge is the deeper state of meditation where you experience things and things become very crystal clear to you. Out of your own experience, not because you have read somewhere, not because somebody has told, not because you are made to believe, but it has risen out of your own understanding. That is the real knowledge. And think of what sort of dependencies I have. What is my internal dependencies? What sort of relationship dependencies, connection dependencies, and what sort of circumstances or nature? If those situations come, I became so nervous. If somebody praises me, I feel happy. The moment they abuse me, I feel depressed. Why? If somebody is friendly, I feel okay. If somebody is not friendly, I don't feel good. So I am like the remote of my emotions is in their hands. They press and I become happy, and they press and I become unhappy. Drop this dependency, this slavery. I have to become master, my own master. And enjoy the life as I want. Om Shanti.